Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT Journal family. My guest today is Dr. Mohamed Shaheen, Director, Clinical Pharmacology, Translational Clinical Sciences at Pfizer, and Associate Editor for Clinical and Translational Science. Today, we're discussing another recent CTS special collection, this one focusing on artificial intelligence, or AI and machine learning, in clinical pharmacology and translational science. Mohamed, it's great to have you here.
Thank you much, Elena. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's not hard to understand why CTS would open a special collection around AI and machine learning right now. It's everywhere in the news and online. What was the process for the CTS editorial team in choosing this theme and finding the right time to highlight it?
You are absolutely right, Elena. AI and machine learning are dominating discussions across industries, and clinical pharmacology and translational science research is no exception. In regards to your question about how the CTS editorial team chose this theme, as a team, we regularly discuss emerging topics that are shaping the field, focusing on areas that clinical and translational research would be particularly interested in. And when we had this discussion, I remember back in 2023, AI and machine learning were at the top of our list. At that time, we were seeing promising real-world applications taking shape in drug discovery, biomarker identification, and clinical trial optimization. Also, I remember that many were talking about the potential of large language models for content generation and bringing efficiency to different industries, including drug development, which initiated significant discussion across the scientific community. And given these reasons, the CTS editorial team decided at that time to launch this special issue in 2024 to showcase different AI-driven applications while also addressing important considerations like regulatory challenges, model interpretability from the AI black box characteristics, and ethical concerns. Hope that addresses your question, Elena.
Absolutely. It's crazy to think that we started planning for that in 2023, which seems like a lifetime ago at this point. The same ethical questions and everything continue today. So I think this is a timeless topic. Big picture, what areas of AI and machine learning is clinical and translational science already heavily present in? How would you describe where things are at this moment, knowing that this could change as early as tomorrow morning based on how quickly things are moving in this space?
Honestly, it's challenging to answer this question given how fast AI is evolving. But I would say that some of the most exciting advancements in this space are happening with generative AI, particularly large language models like GPT-4, and the growing adoption of AI agentic workflows in the development of AI-driven systems. These models and frameworks are demonstrating expert-level capabilities in handling complex tasks that previously required significant human effort. For example, we are seeing these technologies being explored for automating regulatory document generation, including CSRs like clinical study reports, statistical analysis plans, and even PK summaries. And this not only helps reduce administrative burden, but also improves accuracy and consistency in submissions, right? And AI is also making a strong impact on regulatory submissions. We have seen talks on the FDA showing that about 90% of AI-related applications to the FDA coming from clinical development. Additionally, more recently, AI is increasingly being integrated into pharmacometric modeling and outcome predictions, a trend I expect actually will continue as the technology matures and more validated AI-driven applications become available to support clinical and translational scientists. This landscape is evolving rapidly, and with new breakthroughs happening almost daily, the way we think about AI in clinical and translational sciences today could look very different in just a few months. And that's why it's so important to educate clinical and translational researchers, not just about the potential of AI, but also about differentiating real benefits from hype. And that's why I believe that a trusted peer review platform like CTS plays a critical role in this education by presenting validated and reliable peer-reviewed case studies of AI applications, which help the scientific community navigate this rapidly changing space with confidence.
Thank you. I don't want to focus too much on specific papers because we don't want to inadvertently leave out important contributors. But as you received submissions for this collection and as you evaluated the papers while drafting your editorial, what themes stood out?
Great question. I completely agree with you. It's difficult to highlight just one paper, even though there are certainly some that I found particularly exciting. Instead, I would rather focus on the special issue as a whole and the breadth of its content. What I like most about this special issue is its diversity, both in the types of articles included and the range of AI applications covered. Structurally, it features a rich mix of original research articles, reviews, many reviews, position papers, perspectives, and tutorials. So we have several tutorials, actually, which are very educational. So this variety ensures that readers from different backgrounds, whether they are scientists, clinicians, or regulatory experts, can find something valuable, whether they are looking for cutting-edge research, high-level discussions, or practical guidance on AI methodologies. What's truly remarkable is the comprehensive scope of AI applications explored across the entire drug development pipeline within this issue. So the manuscripts included in this issue don't just focus on one particular phase or stage of drug development. They span everything from early drug discovery and biomarker identification to late-stage clinical development, regulatory science, and even applications in clinical practice and patient care. This broad coverage makes the issue highly relevant for professionals working in translational research, clinical pharmacology, regulatory decision-making, and real-world evidence generation. In my opinion, this issue is more than just a collection of research papers. I see it as an educational resource that provides insights into where AI is truly making an impact. We have about 30 manuscripts in this issue. Readers will find studies on AI drug discovery, prediction PK/PD modeling, clinical trial optimization, real-world evidence application, and many others. There are also thoughtful discussions on the ethical and regulatory challenges of integrating AI into clinical workflows. Ultimately, I hope readers find this issue both informative and inspiring, and I hope it will offer them new perspectives on how AI can be leveraged within their own fields of study.
Thank you. I love that idea of the collection, not just as a collection, but as an educational tool, as a resource, particularly for AI, which not everyone is familiar with. I mean, I dabbled and I know I've just scratched the surface and nothing with clinical and translational sciences. I just want to assure everyone I have not dabbled there. Speaking of how things are changing and progressing, where do you see things trending in the future? What areas of clinical and translational science do you think are set to most benefit from AI and machine learning next?
Another great question. As I noted earlier, the fast pace of AI innovation makes it difficult to predict exactly where things will be even a few months from now. But based on current trends, I see several areas actually within clinical and translational science that are set to benefit from AI and machine learning in the near future. One of the most exciting developments is the rise of multimodal AI models, systems that can integrate and interpret multiple data types, including clinical notes, imaging, genomics, and real-world evidence. These models will be game changers for precision medicine, which will help in allowing us as scientists to move beyond one-size-fits-all approach, and not only scientists, actually clinicians and everyone including this in this field, and truly tailor treatments based on patients' unique biological and clinical profile. Another area that I believe will see tremendous growth in the use of AI-driven digital twins. So this is an area I expect to really see tremendous growth in the near future, and how AI-driven digital twins in drug development and clinical trials will really help in creating virtual representation of patients or trial cohorts, which can simulate drug responses, optimize trial designs, and reduce the reliance on large, costly studies, making clinical research more efficient and patient-centric. Regulatory science is also evolving with AI. We are already seeing an increase in AI-assisted pharmacometric modeling, outcome predictions, and safety assessments being incorporated into regulatory submissions. In the near future, I anticipate more regulatory agencies will leverage AI for decision support, risk assessments, and automations of compliance monitoring, which could accelerate drug approvals while maintaining safety and efficacy standard. And we are seeing a lot of development in this space from regulatory agencies. Generative AI and AI-driven automation will continue to play a larger role in reducing administrative burden, whether it's drafting regulatory documents, streamlining clinical workflows, or even support real-time decision-making for healthcare providers. Some people may argue about the last one, but I see that many are currently working on testing Gen AI and how it can help with facilitating real-time decision-making for healthcare providers. eventually, I think AI is pushing us toward a future where clinical and translational science is more efficient and personalized. However, as AI continues to evolve, we just need to make sure that it's reliable, it's interpretable, especially in fields like clinical pharmacology, drug development, and clinical practice. Also, it's ethical, like, you know, the ethical implementation will be key to maximize its impact. Hope that addresses your question, Elena.
It does, and that was fascinating to think about all the different applications and areas that it might touch. And again, you know, talking about balancing the incredible power of this tool with making sure that there's still oversight. One of the things they talk about in AI is that because it's written by humans, it is still biased. You have to watch out for things like that. But I use ChatGPT, and every once in a while, it just makes stuff up. Like,
hallucination.
Right. It's not good at saying, I don't know. It's like, that wasn't built in. It's like, well, I don't know, so I'm just going to make something up. But anyway, that's fascinating. And I can't wait to see where things move in the future. So before we wrap up, what other special collections are now open for submissions? What can readers look forward to in the next year or so?
Yes, we currently have three different call for papers that are open for submission, including one that focuses on mechanism of action mini review papers, and another that focuses on biomarkers and drug development and clinical use. There's also another exciting opportunity that's currently ongoing, which is the call for papers for the AI Pharma Challenge by CTS. The Pharma Foundation and CTS are partnering on a challenge award competition that will award 20 outstanding papers addressing AI and machine learning in clinical and translational science. So paper that will be selected as winners of this challenge will receive a prize of $5,000 through the first trainee author of up to 5 winning papers. And CTS will populate these accepted manuscripts as part of a special issue. If anyone has any questions regarding any of these ongoing activities and calls for papers, they can reach out to the CTS editorial office at ctseditor@aacpt.org to learn more.
Excellent. Thank you. And that Pharma Challenge, we have just extended the deadline for papers. It was March 15th.
I think it's April 15th.
Is it April 15th?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that deadline has just been extended to April 15th. So if you were thinking about it, but you were like, oh, my research isn't going to be ready by March 15th, you've got a little bit more time. Please do consider submitting if you fall into that student trainee category. I know that Sonal Singh and our previous editor-in-training, Zachary Taylor, are working on a biomarkers theme as well, and they will be sitting down with me in a couple weeks to talk about that theme. So if you are a regular listener of ClinPharm Pod, be sure to tune in for that one. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been fascinating. I keep using that word, but I don't know of a better one to explain just looking at this field as a whole. And everything's moving so quickly. I really enjoyed getting to sit down with you as an expert to discuss what's happening and what's coming in this space. Do you have any final thoughts?
Thank you, Elena, for your kind words and thoughtful questions during our discussion and for having me today. It's been a pleasure discussing this special issue with you. Just one final thought before we wrap up. I want to say thanks to everyone who made this issue possible. Special thanks to my colleague, Chi Liu, our assistant editor at CTS, who helped me a lot with all of the planning related to this issue, including the curation of high-quality content. Special thanks to all authors for their valuable contributions, as well as the editorial team and staff, whose dedication and hard work ensured that this collection came together seamlessly. These collective efforts have brought forward an insightful and timely resource for the scientific community, and I hope it sparks actually further innovation and discussion in the field. Thank you.
Thanks again for speaking with me today. I really enjoyed our discussion. You can expect an in-depth look at that biomarkers call for paper in April. So keep an eye or ear out for that. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. You can find a link to the full issue in the description for this episode. While you're here, be sure to check out past episodes and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all 3 journals.